time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. The first hour of Natural Solutions Radio, and all kinds of stuff to talk about. Of course, I have my two board people, my board man Fred, and good morning, Fred, and how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Doc. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And then, of course, Adon, who's going to answer the phones,
morning,
and
Mike.
Also one of my producers. And we have a guest today, Vince Garcia, born and raised here in El Paso, but now lives in Utah, so we're going to introduce him. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing
great
good.
Great to be with you.
Thank you for joining us, by the way, and very nice. Vince and his brother Al Garcia, two great friends that we've been together for many, many years. And Vince has a store in Utah.
Uh-huh. Where, West Jordan, Utah.
Herbs for Health, yeah. Uh-huh. And the whole concept of Herbs for Health was started by his brother, and we had ours. We changed our name to Natural Solutions a while ago, but Health Naturally. And Natural Solutions Radio is what we're doing here. Lots of articles, and Vince will come in when on anything. Please don't hesitate if there's something you want to mention. You
know, no problem at all.
There's some really unique articles that have come out this week, and I'd like to cover them. One of them for sure is that there was a study done on, and everybody has cell phones, you know. I mean, I'm looking at my board men. They all have cell phones. Adon, you have a cell phone. Wife has a cell phone. Your kids have cell phones. You know, everybody that we know now has cell phones.
I remember the good old days when that wasn't necessary. And, you know, it was great.
And, well, they found that there was a study. And, you know, I've been talking for years on the radio about the radiation that comes out of the cell phones, especially when you hold it up to your ear. Well, it says right now 9 out of 10 of the most popular cell phone models exceed the regulatory limits for radiation. And cell phone radiation is a big concern for many people, yet manufacturers have largely downplayed the risks, and they're quick to point out that their products meet regulatory limits.
Yikes.
Well, that may be true, but regulatory limits are inherently flawed, possibly. There was a study done, and it points a picture of cell phone radiation danger, and the National Frequency Agency did some studies, and they found that 9 out of the 10 popular phones that were found compliant in earlier lab tests were far above the legal limits when tested in ways that reflect how people actually use and carry out their phones. So the original compliance tests entailed measuring the radiation that is absorbed by a test dummy filled with liquid. Well, this is done using a what they call a separation distance. When the agency retested the popular phones from makers like Apple and Samsung and Nokia and Motorola in the carry position where they carry it, like women put it in their bras or men put it, their phones in their front pocket, the position most people close to their body, they discovered that some of these had three times greater radiation than their original readings. So they're finding that breast cancer or testicular cancer, inflammatory conditions, because there's what's called a specific absorption rate, which measures how much radiation is absorbed by the body when used in the tests. So right now, the U.S., Canada allow what's it called, a standard absorption rate of, what, 1.6 watts per kilogram. European Union allows 2 watts per kilogram. Unfortunately, in testing, manufacturers are allowed to use a separation distance of 15 millimeters between the device and the test dummy. And that is not accurate on people because it's touching people's bodies. And they found that this radiation is too high and increasing the risk of inflammatory conditions that the radiation can cause, and also increasing the risk of different cancers. Brain cancer, I remember the Kennedy, when Ted Kennedy died and he had brain cancer. John McCain is now dealing with brain cancer. And they're thinking that these brain cancers are coming possibly from the radiation in the phone. So we have a device at Natural Solutions, etc., that is called the Wave Shield, and you can put that directly on just where the little hole is for your ear, and that'll cut 99% of all radiation. So we suggest that. Anyway, it's time to take our first break, so we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Okie doke. And the Rayed method, that's, to me, I think, one of the premier techniques for assessing self, assessing yourself, your children. You take a photograph of the eyes, you put it, we take it direct and put it directly on the computer. And when people come in, they sit down and we blow their eyes up so you can see every little fiber and trait. Now, Vince, I know your brother Al, he's one of the experts in iridology.
Correct. And Trace is doing that as well now at our store.
And that's the physical assessment. That's
right.
Where you look at the eye. And I was fortunate. I've studied iridology with the best in the world. I studied iridology with Bernard Jensen.
Beautiful.
In the late 60s.
Wow.
Okay. And Ray Yancey, Lionel Silver, Pablo Arola, John Christopher. I've studied with some of the best. Kinesiology with Beardall. And anyway, one of the things about iridology that was, I didn't like it so much in one sense, is that every single trait you see, whether it's an open lacuna or a dark little spot or a radial solari or a lymphatic rosary or a scurf rim or anything you see in the eye, it's something wrong. And, you know, that idea of sitting down with a counselor and them going through your eye and pointing out everything that's wrong. You know, you have this issue, you have that issue, and this issue. And so, to me, that, yes, it's good information to talk about constitution and you have a stress that may be in your liver and pancreas and these kinds of issues. But it was the idea that psychologically, everything you see is something imbalanced. And that bothered me so somewhat. Now, the Rayed method is the psychological assessment. You look at these same areas in the eye, and you're looking at what does it mean psychologically? What is the brain wanting to access? What is the lesson behind the stressor that you see in the eye? So everything you see is you're looking at what's the lesson behind it. And I like that because to me, that was the most important issue. And every single person that I know has baggage.
Sure.
You know, Vince, do you know anybody that doesn't have baggage?
We all have baggage, right?
Okay.
But really what's neat, though, is you know, I know at the store we sell the emotional books.
Yes.
From doTERRA. And there's a fantastic way to, you know, look into those books and find out what emotion do I need to work on. You know, and oftentimes we can't help with that physical issue often that we're having in comparison to helping the emotional problem first.
Right.
So
now think of that emotional. People don't look at the lesson behind the emotion. Every negative emotion has a profound lesson to teach. Now let me ask you, Vince, do you know any person that's been born into a family where that family is going to teach the child how to deal with all of their resentments and fears and angers and depressions and resentments in a positive, uplifting way that brings about growth in that that personality. Do you know any human born into one of those families?
I really don't. I mean, we've all got issues. Right.
So what do we know is that those issues, you know, that how do we learn? We don't get taught, so what happens? We get kicked, battered, beaten, emotionalized, and traumatized into our own personal growth.
Sure.
And so that seems to be the norm. Well, one of the things is that when you start to look at these areas and you look at the lessons behind it, as an example, and how I teach, it's very profound because you look at what's going on differently. How many people would you say deal with angers on a day-to-day basis or a weekly or monthly? Or
who drives on the freeway?
Yeah, exactly. You know, or, you know, you. How many people get stressed over just, you know, you drive down a street and all of a sudden you look in the rear view mirror and there's a cop behind you.
Lovely.
And you're not doing anything wrong. He's just driving to the donut shop, but you don't know that, you know. And or so, you know, you think of all of these issues. Well, is it not working? The I'm sorry, my guy, they were taking the computer away and changing that.
We're going to switch that.
Yeah. Okay, and reset up a different one?
For Facebook, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, when you take, as an example, let's take an issue like anger. And how do you teach a child, as an example, when they're young, to have passion in their life? I mean, think of it. How important is passion in your life and passion about what you believe and what you do? And how important would you say that is?
I think it's super important. But, you know, one of the things that's really strange to me today is all the kids are on a device.
Oh, yes. You know, everybody's on devices, and they're no longer
communicating with not only their parents, with one another, you know, things like that. Our world is really changing.
So when I look at it, though, there's certain primary emotional states like anger, resentment, and depression and fear, you know, that are universal.
Absolutely.
Universal. So things like anger, how quickly does anger occur?
Very quickly.
It can, in an instant.
Turns on and, yeah.
In an instant, correct? And how quickly can anger disappear? Also very quickly.
Right.
Okay. So anger is the unconscious exercise of producing passion. Because when someone's angry at something, they're defending something. It's a defense of self or an idea or someone else or something that happened or they lost something or they whatever. But it's a defense of something. And how important would it be for that passion to be there, for passion to exist? How important is that?
Super important.
So what ends up happening is that anger becomes the unconscious exercise of understanding passion. Now, when you grow up, you can deal with the passions of your life instead of the angers. And as an example, someone might come to me and you look in the iris and they're going to have an issue with father, okay, an anger issue with father. And yet now here they are, they're passionately involved in their church or their politics and they've grown up, but they still carry this anger to their father. Now, I don't know any fathers that ever got a manual on how to raise children.
Right. You're absolutely right.
We never did.
Right.
Okay. I don't know anybody that ever got a manual on how to have a good marriage, for that matter. How do you have an appropriate marriage and how do you deal with these? So anyway, what happens is that there's unconscious exercises that occur. So anger is this unconscious exercise that promotes passion in someone's life. Now let's take that very differently from resentment, because resentment is much more mental than it is emotional. Anger is an emotional issue. It's very quick to come and very quick to go away. But resentment, let's take as an example, a 5-year-old kid goes to the supermarket and with the babysitter knocks over a display and the babysitter spanks the 5-year-old in public. How humiliating is that?
Very.
And so what is that kid going to think for the next 2 weeks?
That babysitter's mean, and, you know.
And if there's anything they can do, I'm going to get even.
Sure.
They're going to think, if it takes me my whole life, I'm going to get even with you. Correct? Don't
That's
they
right.
think? And what do they dwell on for that 2 weeks?
Just that feeling of
getting even.
Getting even, yeah.
Okay. And what are they focusing on? The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they one-pointed about? The same thing. Okay. So here's the question that I have. Is concentration and focus and being one-pointed a good thing to learn?
You bet.
Okay. Resentment is the unconscious exercise in teaching how to think deeply. Because when you're really resenting, you're thinking deep. You're thinking, you're dwelling on that subject. How do I get even? How do I get even? So it's the unconscious exercise of learning to think deeply, to focus, to concentrate, and to be one-pointed. Yet it's a very painful way of learning it. Okay? Anger is a painful way of learning depression. So those are the lessons. When you're dealing with resentments in your life, you're actually learning to think and concentrate and focus. So when someone comes in and they have all these resentment issues and this baggage that they come in when they're older, and you go, what kind of job do you have? What do you do in your life? Oh, I'm an accountant. I have to sit and really focus. Or I'm a detailed computer analyst where I have to learn to focus. Or something where it takes that kind of intense focus. And I point out, do you realize that those angers and those resentments that you had with your father
sure.
is the direct response of you learning to have the ability to focus and concentrate today? And they go, no, I never thought about it that
yeah.
way.
Well, you think of kids of divorced families. And,
correct.
You know, and they've got their father that they're either sharing custody with, you know, the children, that sort of thing. And then you wonder, how do they not feel resentment towards the father or the mother?
Correct.
Did you know that frankincense is the oil of truth and the oil that helps us to reconnect with father?
That would make sense.
Whether it be our upper father or, you know, our father here on earth. But frankincense.
I mean, think
is,
of it. Who gave the baby Jesus
right.
frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Why
did they
that?
Know? What did they know back then about frankincense, as
yes,
an example?
Absolutely.
And so these emotions, let's take another one that's so common. And actually, I wanted to even mention and talk about that. We're missing. Let's go to our commercial. I'm looking at the time. And we're back at Natural Solutions Radio. And anyway, I was talking about some of these psychiatric and mental issues that everybody has to deal with. We have a caller. I don't have the computer that shows that now, so you'll have to interrupt me then. Who's online? What's the telephone number or the last four digits?
We have a 915, and the last four digits are 3655. You are on the air.
And good morning. So
hi.
Yes.
That's funny. I didn't recognize. It's Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
But I'd love to say hello.
Yes.
The funny thing is, I usually call from home. I didn't recognize the numbers on my cell phone. I'm just laughing. I'm sitting there. Yeah, who's that? Oh,
whose phone number is that? Oh, mine. Okay.
So sorry. Yeah. So, well, anyway, I'm really happy that you're going to be doing your RAID method. I love it. I love the book. I think just reading the book alone is life-changing. And it's wonderful to have Vince and Teresa here. So we're going to have some wonderful times today. So, you know, like I said, I was really just listening on my radio. But let me ask a question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any, like, natural recommendations of something that you would recommend to help whatever function and structure cause psoriasis or eczema? I know they're two different things. I don't really understand, you know, them.
Actually, they're
myself.
Very similar. They're really very similar. Same mechanisms that occur. They're considered autoimmune diseases. And where
yes.
you're,
okay, I didn't.
Yeah. And your immune system kind of goes havoc.
Yeah, do you have some, either Vince or you, have some recommendations of things that can strengthen the body so that someone can deal with that? And, you know, like, maybe any tips on how they would know which one it is?
Oh, sure. And one of the things in naturopathy that we really get to deal with, it's very different than from the medical profession, is we don't necessarily care about the name of the disease. We only care about the elimination. The skin is one of the largest elimination organs in the body. So when we look at it and we go, okay, there's some toxic issue that's attempting to be eliminated through the skin. So we look at it through the body systems. We don't have to say, where in traditional medicine, they'll call it an autoimmune disease, and they'll deal with drugs to suppress the immune system. What naturopathy does, and whether we use herbs or vitamins or enzymes or essential oils, we're enhancing the body's natural ability to heal itself. So things that we know that deal with the skin are minerals like silica. Silica is one of the most important minerals that builds connective tissue. We know that vitamin D is produced just under the skin with the sunlight and cholesterol and ultraviolet light. So we know that there's things that are happening in the skin. The lymphatic system is very close and throughout the entire body, close to the surface of the skin. And so we look at that. There's only five ways your body can eliminate garbage. You can poop it out. You can pee it out. You can sweat it out your skin, cough it out of your mouth, or blow it out of your nose. And that's it, the only five ways. So you can poop, pee, sweat, cough, or blow. Well, the skin for psoriasis and eczema, and that's usually you're going to see red, itchy, scaly areas that can be on your elbows and knees and your hands. It actually can occur anywhere. Eczema occurs a little bit more on different areas of the body, where psoriasis occurs more like on the joints of the body, your elbows and knees. But either way, there are topical things that really can help the skin with detoxing and cleansing the skin. One of the things that you can get that doTERRA has is the roll-ons.
Right.
Okay, the right. Roll-ons. And you can either mix up your own formulas when you study yourself, or they have some pre-mixed formulas that go in a roll-on that go right on the skin. I know there's one that helps with insect repellents.
Right.
And there's... some of the roll-ons that you can just do that are really going to stop infections and stop bacteria and things from assaulting the body through the skin. And what would you suggest?
One product that is absolutely for cleaning all of our processes of elimination is called Zendocrin. And it's an essential oil blend with rosemary and tangerine oil, which all the citrus oils do
are very cleansing.
Cleansing the body. Then it also has cilantro, which also helps to eliminate the heavy metals.
Yes.
The geranium and the juniper berry that are in that blend help to really clean our kidneys. And so it's really a all-body detox. But the skin is certainly our largest organ that when we have those issues, we're trying to allow that process of elimination to start working again as well.
So one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to look what might be the cause of this. And now there could be many, many causes. You can be eating a food, and any food can be a reaction.
Causing this.
It doesn't have to be a negative junk food that causes a reaction. People can have reactions to healthy food. As an example, especially allergies can occur. Think of, again, a 5-year-old, 7-year-old little kid is having dinner with parents at night, and they're eating their broccoli, and all of a sudden mom and dad get in a big argument. What does that kid that's sitting at the table want to do?
That's right.
They want to get away. So they all of a sudden hurry up and they finish eating their broccoli real quick, and they go, "Mom, can I go to my room?" Well, the parents are, "Yes, yes, you can go. Get out." Okay, well, 3 weeks later, now all of a sudden they're allergic to broccoli. because there was this mental connection of eating their broccoli with the argument with their parents. So now, later on in life, as they grow up, broccoli always causes some kind of endocrine issue.
How about the probiotic balance within our intestinal thing as well?
Probiotics are critical in helping us process food. And actually, now they even know that the bacterial arrangement in the intestines and stomach and all the way through to the colon actually controls behavior. And so they're taking ADD kids or hyperactive with obsessive compulsive disorders or psychiatric disorders of any kind, anxiety disorders, and they're changing by putting them on the fermented foods.
It's called the gut-brain connection, right?
Exactly. So you're eating healthy foods. One of the things that we do is we tell people use apple cider vinegar or take a sauerkraut. Or one of those, the newest that I really enjoy from doTERRA is this little, it looks like a stick with fuzzy, fizzies that used to be in that.
Like
that,
a pixie stick.
Yeah,
Those are called PB Assist Junior. And those are really good. Even for us adults, there's 5 billion
good bacteria.
Oh, they
taste wonderful. Yeah. And what people don't realize is those individual little beads that are in that pixie stick are coated so that they don't digest in your stomach, that they go directly to the intestine where those bacteria are really needed. So there's things that you can do. Taking essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, 9, omega-7s, those are anti-inflammatory oils. Now, too much omega-6 is pro-inflammatory, and that, when you're talking psoriasis or eczema, oftentimes we look that it's a severe imbalance between the consumption of omega-3 oils and omega-6. We want that consumption to be maybe between 5 to 1 or less, 3 to 1 or less, 3 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. But right now the standard American diet is about 30 to 1, 30 omega-6 oils to only 1 omega-3 oil. So that entire, think of it, our skin to stay moist, for our brain to work with fats, for every cell membrane. Every cell in your body has a membrane around it that's made up of fats. Well, they could only be made up of the fats you eat. And when you're eating too much omega-6 fats, that can have pro-inflammatory, what are called cytokines, and these chemicals that go through your blood that promote inflammation. So one of the things we do is say stop eating those safflower oil and Wesson oil and mazola oil and even sunflower seed oils and some of these other oils to cook with. They don't process well in high heat. So eating things like coconut oil, which is a phenomenal medium chain triglyceride that could feed the skin and feed the brain, fish oils, eating avocado, olives, raw walnuts and pecans and eating the raw nuts and seeds, especially walnuts and almonds, because those are high in the omega-3s. Chia seeds is one of the highest and also one of the highest proteins of
Trish,
seed.
And Trish and everybody out there, doTERRA's got a cleanse and restore kit. And that cleanse and restore kit basically is formulated to help us get the nutrition we need in our body. It's got the Lifelong Vitality Pack. It's got the GX Assist that'll help to knock down the yeast in the body. It's got the Zendocrine, which helps,
the whole endocrine system.
Right.
Yeah.
Again. And then it also has the terazymes, which are food enzymes that help us break down our foods and help us absorb nutrition.
And digest the food.
That's right. And absorb it better. And it also comes with some lemon oil. And the DDR Prime, which the DDR Prime stands for Damaged DNA Repair. And it's a fabulous oil for helping us with telling the cells of the body, do your job, cells. It's full of antioxidants, frankincense, and neroli, and a lot of those other oils that are super, super powerful for telling the cells, do your job or let's get out.
And one of the great things about that is that each of these oils and mixes and herbal blends that we use with from Nature Sunshine or Prime Longevity, or whether it's a essential oil, an herb, a vitamin, or enzymes for diet, they're all enhancing a healing function. They're enhancing a bodily function to balance out the body. We're not going after a disease. We're not going after a disease process. That's what drugs and the AMA type medicine is. They want to suppress a symptom, where we're looking to enhance a health. And that's a totally different philosophy. Right. You know, it's almost the other side of a coin. One side is enhancing health. What do I do that promotes health? And the other one is, what can they do to get rid of a symptom? And one of the things is, think of it, someone coming into your store and wanting a consultation with iridology or with nutritional consultations, what do they know? They know right away that when they sit down with you, they're going to have to make lifestyle changes.
Right.
Okay. When you go to an AMA doctor, you're going there with the idea of, doc, I don't want to change what I'm doing in my life. I don't want to change my diet, my exercise habits, I don't want to change anything. Just give me something in a pill to get rid of it. Where someone dealing with natural health, holistic health, they know up front that they're going to have to make changes in their life. And, you know, it always, every time I mention those kinds of things, I remember the difference between someone that's an idealist, you know, in their own health practices, and sometimes in the beginning, people become fanatics. And what's the difference between a fanatic and an idealist? And an idealist is someone that, with their beliefs, they're prepared to make changes in their own lifestyle for what they believe. A fanatic wants you to make changes in your lifestyle for what they believe.
Got it.
And so that's a big difference. And that's why I don't like fanatics on any level.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.